Good morning, everybody. It's still before noon. It's 11:15 a.m. on Sunday, March 11th. This is a Sunday. Sorry, Friday, March 11th. Go ahead. Can't walk and podcast at the same freaking time. I almost get run over by a car. Well, all right. It's everybody. It's a Ken Braverman podcast. It's Friday, May 11th, 2018. We are focused. We are on a walk to get some coffee, and I just laughed out loud at myself, and I have to start potting. I realized, let's talk about prison. Oh, what a great topic for today's podcast. Let's talk about prison. I have friends that have done time. I have a lot of friends that have done time, more than a handful. I've been arrested once. I've never done time, though. I've never actually been convicted and sentenced to prison time for anything. Hey, the night is young, though. You never know, right? So, I haven't ever done that. But I think about some friends that have done time and told me about their time that they have done. And it made me think about what was going on right now. Okay. I'm taking care of an elderly relative. And taking care of an elderly person who is still has their wits about them and still wants their independence and actually living at their place, essentially, because I'm there most of the time because I have to be there to pick him up if he falls, to dump his urine jug into the toilet. Otherwise, it will sit on the table and then get knocked over everything, like stuff like that. You kind of have to be there, right? It's a full-time job, 24 hours a day, and if you're not there, there are consequences. And it made me think of, it's kind of like prison. And it is kind of like prison because you got to physically go somewhere and it's not gorgeous. I'm not allowed to change the surroundings very much. This is the other thing. There's like urine-filled pillows and rugs all over the place. And I'm like, I really got to get rid of this. I'm going to Walmart to get a new one. And I get yelled at. No, you put that down. No, just leave it. No, you're not going to spend money. Does it grow on trees over here? You can't be going spending $5 on a rug. And I'm like, oh my God, you have no idea how I could spend $5 on a rug right now. Because the urine that this one is soaked with is oozing out into the air, making me cough, maybe. Or maybe that's all in my head. Point is, it reminded me of doing time. And it's funny because I love my grandpa a lot. I actually have a good time there. But there are some similarities in that you're being forced to really be on guard 24 hours a day in a specific location a lot of times, right? So I was trying to figure out, well, I am probably a leaf blower. What can I do? And it's windy. I'm sorry for my podcasting etiquette. Let me try to go this direction. Thinking about doing time, I started to revolt a little bit, realizing that I was doing prison time, sort of. So, because I was like, well, why am I always getting up and walking around? Why am I always circling around like a pigeon, or like a vulture almost, like swirling around the house, moving around all the time, getting yelled at by my grandpa for, sit down, watch the game, watch the Yankees and the Red Sox. Why you always got to be getting up? And I'm like, oh, I got work to do, I got this. And the truth is, I don't want to be imprisoned on the couch, watching awful television or just baseball. I want to do something else. So I got a bicycle and I started biking around because the weather's always nice. And I ended up biking long distances overnight when he sleeps, when I don't need to be there, because I don't have to worry about him getting up and driving somewhere. So all of a sudden, my prison sentence that was feeling like 24 hours a day, all of a sudden, when the sun goes down and midnight happens, or even 7, 8 o'clock happens, all of a sudden I get out. All of a sudden I can get out and I don't have to be back till 6 a.m. I get yelled at for coming back at 6 a.m., but that's fine. He slept at least, right? I don't care. So, I just laughed because it just hit me that, all of a sudden, I was doing prison time. Anyway, okay. Here's what made me think of that and why I laughed out loud was as I was just about to walk out and get coffee, my grandpa had fallen asleep on the couch with the television on loud as hell. Something I have been told about my friends who have done time is that there's a lot of community time, especially when it's not a maximum security violent prison. It's just like a, I had too many DUIs prison. And you're in there, there's like, you know, for 10 hours a day, there's like a common room and a television going on. And it's, you know, hooked on to like ABC or something all day long. And you have to watch terrible television, but it's all that's going on. It's like probably either you're going to be playing cards or you're going to be watching television. And so you get hit with a lot of ads that you're not supposed to get hit with in between those shifts. For example, the old people down here, they wear hats that all honor whatever war they were in. It's like Vietnam. My grandpa's got World War II. It's freaking awesome. It's their badge of honor.
Hello.
I just walked by two ladies that look like the two that are pretending to be fake women on Fox News, like Crystal and Grace or something. Their names are something else though. Like Wax and Rubicon or Diamond and Silk. Diamond and Silk are the two names. Those two women look like them. That was funny. Anyway, all right. Now, let's go back to not World War II vets laughing about prison shows. Okay, so the ads during these awful television that you have to watch in prison, if prison's like it used to be, they're ads that are not targeted really for you. They're actually ads that probably belong to a different demographic, like the demographic that has fallen asleep on the couch right now. And also if his wife was still alive, or the woman friend that he would be with in her 80s or 90s would also be viewing this. So what you end up getting are all these crazy ads for medications that are going to make you worse, but it's just the flavor of the day. A lot of incontinence products. I understand now why. excuse me, coughing a little better, but not as bad as last night. You're going to get just terrible, awful advertisements. Oh, God. He's watching The View, too. Oh, my. Which actually is somewhat watchable, believe it or not. Meghan McCain and Joy Behar. Yenta, 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 yenta. But it's reasonable. Meghan McCain walks a really weird line. She's not totally in one direction, but I don't know why she defends the side she defends. She seems so open-minded. I don't know. It's weird. We'll have a Meghan McCain discussion further in depth at some point, I think. She's an interesting character. But her father was in the news today because he was getting criticized for dying. I think that McCain is a complicated figure as well. I think McCain certainly talks frequently like he has a good heart. And he stood up for at least more than a few votes that I respect him against his party. He has done that. And in that sense, he is certainly a great American. The opposite of what Rand Paul is, for example. Unless Rand Paul is going to have some type of crazy Act 3 where he's good for America. But he is not right now by sticking with the administration. Administration that accepts bribes through Michael Cohen's account. Oh my God. I started to get a little active today after I've been thinking about Mike Pence's reactions, and I saw a video that I haven't watched yet, but I saw the clickbait title, and it's talking about the Republicans mounting their attack against justice or whatever, articles of impeachment or stuff to get rid of Sessions, or God knows what. They're going to attack their mess on the department just to at least try, which is, of course, highly disturbing. So I got active today. And there's a guy who is a friend of mine from high school, and he fights me on political stuff on my wall, always taking the contrary point of view. I do my best to respond with the truth and carry stuff forward. And I mentioned many weeks, months ago, that the president was accepting money from foreign governments, Russia, over $1 billion. And now you started to see additional monies coming into Cohen through Essential Consultants, Essential Consulting or Essential Consultants, whatever the company was called that he set up out of Delaware to pay Stormy Daniels and then also receive a lot of other monies. That company accepting money from like $500,000 from a Russian oligarch, right? Vexelberg. I mean, talk about your evil Russian names. I mean, winner right there. So I think that I took that information and I just wanted to be like, all right, I'm not going to go running around screaming at the top of my lungs like a child. I told you so. Go get me a candy bar. I'm just going to, but you asked me a million times for evidence of this. And I told you it's there and more is coming out. Now that's happening. So now that your president is on record and soon to be on convicted of accepting bribes, it's obvious, right? Here's the beginning of the trace, and there's many more drips to come. And probably, you know, of course, acting upon those bribes, giving some people preferential treatment, obviously doing things that you wouldn't do normally because he took the money personally. All those things. Now that we know that that's going on, do you see this for what it is and now understand that he is a bad man and you should not be supporting him? Or are you somehow going to bootstrap up and, you know what it is? He didn't respond yet. And usually he responds the minute after I post something. Usually he immediately responds. He did not respond yet. And he might not respond at all. And the reason is he doesn't have a formulated response yet. He has to look toward his media source to find out what it is he's supposed to say to somebody who attacks him for why is Cohen accepting money from the Russians when he does nothing and his only job is the president's personal lawyer. Like, how do we explain that? Well, how do we squirm our way out of this truth? Because Fox News is not helping us. Fox News is ignoring the story. Fox News is burying it the same way they buried Flynn indictments, the same way they buried other quick news that they don't have a response for. When they get lied to by their boss, when the president's been lying to everyone, yelling no collusion at the top of his lungs since the beginning of time. No collusion, nothing with the, I don't have any business in Russia. I don't know what you're talking about. That's all we've been hearing. Okay, well, we have one signed stamp check from Victor Vexelberg to his pass-through company directly to Cohen. Done and done. All right, that's one. We have over $4 million in that account alone in this small period we looked at. We have companies like AT&T coming out and saying, oh, did you think that we gave him $200,000? I'm sorry, we actually gave him another, maybe $100,000. I'm sorry about that. This was a mistake by our previous CEO. We won't be doing that. We won't be working with the Trump-Cohen franchise in the future. We won't be making any more bribes in the future. No, we didn't get what we wanted, and on top of that, we got screwed. Right. This is what's already coming out on Thursday, May 10th. They're having companies that are trying to get ahead of the story because here's the thing about the truth and why I got active today and why I'm waiting to hear a response from someone who can't get any information out of Fox News because there's no fucking defense here. Hey Fox, hey Shep Smith, hey Brent Baer. Hey guys, you know what? You gotta throw Hannity under the bus. You gotta say anybody who also tried to defend their communications with Michael Cohen, who's actively accepting bribes from foreign nations to infiltrate, inflict, and destroy our executive branch, that anyone who is a party to that, not only should they not be on the news, Sean Hannity, but they should be in jail. Sean Hannity went, wait till you see what he actually did. I can't wait to see what he actually did. I'm guessing he does 10 years plus. I don't know what it is, but he's doing a ton of time. That's right, Sean. Come after me, buddy. Please do. I'd love to hear from you. Because if you begged the court, if you pleaded with your lawyers to beg that they don't release your name because you want attorney-client privilege, because that was your last-ditch effort to cover up the documents that were seized from Cohen of your interactions with God knows who, Cohen and others in there, that if you went to bat for that, what must you have done? why don't you really grow some a sack of freaking nuts, and why don't you come out and talk about what it really is, instead of saying that, oh, we just talked about real estate. We didn't talk about that at all. We just talked about real estate, predominantly real estate.
Well, what was the other not predominantly real estate stuff that you were talking for with Mike Cohen? I'd really like to know what that was, because I think it's going to land you in jail. Now, getting active. So this is a volatile time. Basically, we've got the, there's a lot of lizards down here in Florida that run around, you know, little like chameleons or whatever, little iguanas, tiny little things running around. And one of them ran into my grandpa's house, and it was a baby one, ran in the other night. And I told him, and he's like, oh shit, and he started freaking out. And my grandma, God bless her soul, she used to be afraid of mice and insects and stuff like that. Anyway, so I said, Grandpa, don't worry about it. I see him, I'm going to get him. And I grabbed a Tupperware plastic top that was pretty big, a plastic Tupperware thing, and it was a see-through one. And the thing was hiding kind of by the hot water heater, but there was some space, and bam, I threw it over there. And it tried to skip away, but it just started running into the sides of the plastic cup. And I got him, right? And that's where we are right now, is we got him. Now, the question is, you have to now pick that Tupperware up, and you got to take it outside, and you got to figure out what you're going to do with this lizard that you've cornered, and you have it. Now, we have the lizard cornered. We have, the truth has come out on some levels, and only more is coming out, and the entire FBI will not just go away. Like, Trump can't just fire everybody and expect this to all go away. No. Then we cease to be America as we know it. And I don't think we're going to cease to be American. So it's time for us to get active and to say that there's one complex truth we're going to have to digest, which is there are people within the Republican Party that are paid for by foreign nations and are committing conspiracy against the United States. Let's use that term. It's not really treason unless we're at war. But they're definitely trying to defraud the United States, and they're accepting bribes. And in a massive, large public corruption trial, you would see, for example, someone like Devin Nunes is accepting bribes somehow, and also obstructing justice. Like, he's not acting like a normal human being. He's trying to attack justice for Trump, who's obviously committing crimes, including bribery, which has now basically been proven. Like, you can run around and say that Cohen and Trump accept bribes from foreign nations and corporations, and that's an accurate statement. Now, you cannot be sued for that, because you can defend it with public information, thanks to Michael Avenatti. So, well, before I get on this trafficy road, we need to accept that those in the Republican Party that defend that action could potentially go to jail, and we should threaten them with prison, because they're going to have to watch some incontinence ads for the next 10 years if you're not going to impeach this president immediately. And so anyone who goes against the Justice Department instead of going after impeachment is a co-conspirator. The list is coming. I said I was going to do it this week. I'm going to do some prison time in Microsoft Excel and get everyone the spraff to show you exactly what I'm talking about. Ken Berman's out.